We're going on through this month of August, and classes are going to be starting soon over at Black Hills State University in Spearfish, and catching us up on things as we get ready for the fall semester. President Lori Nichols joins us once again here on KDSJ. Thanks a lot, Lori, for the time.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Well, there goes summer, and now the staff and administration is back on campus. Pretty soon we're going to have freshmen moving in and seeing a whole new world there at Spearfish and the beautiful campus. So ready or not, here we go.
Yes, we are absolutely getting ready this week. It is our back-to-school week. We've had lots of faculty meetings. I did my State of the University address this morning to the whole campus. And then, of course, what we're really starting to focus on now is Friday when our freshmen move on campus and Saturday when our returning students move into the residence halls. So we are, everything has gone from being peacefully quiet this summer to being crazy busy right now.
And we wouldn't have it any other way because that's what keeps us going. How is enrollment looking to begin the 23-24 school year?
You know, I gave a report on this during my message this morning, and I told him it's the most positive enrollment report I've given since I've been here. So it's our enrollment is projected to be very steady, maybe up slightly, but at least I would say this, we should not be down. I think we're going to be a really good stabilized enrollment steady this year. We have only, so keep in mind that we have about another week roughly to enroll students. Classes start on Monday, and we enroll a few students throughout that first week, those that kind of trickle in. And we have 150 students to go as of today to be at the exact same enrollment we were at Census Day last year. So 150 more to be at Census Day. And that's really doable for us because we enroll a number of students in the week prior to the start of the semester, both here, Rapid City, Ellsworth. I mean, online, this is enrollments that come from all places. So we're pretty optimistic. I think last year at this time, we enrolled about an additional 250, and we only need 150 to be flat. So we're feeling pretty darn good about it. This is, as I said, one of the more promising pictures we've seen in enrollment at BH for a while.
Let's see. What events are scheduled for Green and Gold Days?
So Green and Gold Days are our freshman orientation. So we bring that group of freshmen in, and then we engage them for a number of days. They move in on Friday, and they pretty much start Friday afternoon, Friday evening with Green and Gold Days, go Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and kind of through that first week. And, of course, the idea is to get these students acclimated to campus, to help them start making friends, to get them involved so that they can see all the opportunities that exist here and start jumping in to some of those opportunities, to make sure that if they're feeling a little homesick, they don't go home. You know, we want to retain them here and keep them. So we welcome our students Friday with move-in. On Saturday, we have our BHSU service day. And that, and also Spearfish Tours, and that's really when we send our students out into the community, and they're doing all kinds of service projects across the community, and we also do tours so they get familiar with Spearfish if they're not from here. I know they've got Jane Klug as the person who coordinates that, and she's got a number of really cool service projects that they'll do. That night they host their glow-in-the-dark paint and foam dance. I've not gone to it, but they say it's very fun. Sunday is highlighted by a campus barbecue on the campus green, and that is served by our Alumni Association pool party at the Spearfish Rec Center. So they go in the water park there. And then throughout the week, they do a lot of other activities. They do a tie-dyeing event. They do slime tag, slip and slide for one of those hot days that we have next week. They're, you know, enjoying their experience here and, like I said, meeting friends.
And, again, classes begin on Monday. Is that the same time that online classes and BHSU Rapid City starts as well?
It is. We start everything on Monday morning with classes. And I would mention that our enrollment in Spearfish and online are both projected to be up. The only place that we're slipping a little bit on enrollment still is Rapid City. But we're really excited about, especially our online enrollment is looking really strong this fall. So everybody starts on Monday.
And President Lori Nichols has been involved in the HLC accreditation review. I think we've been talking about this for 6 or 7 months, but it's now done. And you got approval over the summer. And tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, this is probably the last time we'll talk about it, but it, you know, that's a biggie for BH because it is our full institutional accreditation. And that means they look at every part of the university when they come and do their 10-year review, which happened last spring. Remember in April, we were having that team on campus and they did the review. We did receive a letter in July with the final results of our accreditation review. It was excellent. I mean, it really, truly one of the stronger accreditation reviews that I've been a part of. There were, we fully met all the criteria. There were no sanctions. There was no monitoring required. We met all of our federal compliance requirements as well. So just a really positive outcome. Because it was so good, we can choose which accreditation pathway we would like to have for next time. And our next accreditation review will be 2032. 2033. So that it gave us a full 10-year mark on that. So that was really good. And then the last thing I would just say in this letter we got back from them, they noted, the team noted that came and visited us, that, that, you know, just the employees at this institution are really outstanding. And they talked about the I care attitude of BH employees, that they care about the institution. They care about improving the institution. They care a lot about our students. They even care about each other. So it was. They just said that it was a unique culture that they encountered here, and they wanted to commend us on having. You know, I think it's somewhat a trademark of a smaller institution, but an institution that's pretty tuned into what are the things that we need to be doing here to make BH successful. So. Really great outcome, and I don't think I'll report on it anymore because we start now looking forward to the next 10-year review.
You won't have to deal with it because you won't be the president
No. Then.
And earlier,
you're right.
Earlier this year, President Lori Nichols was said she's going to retire. You still are going to retire. How are we doing on finding a new president?
Yeah, they did kick off all of that now has kicked off in the month of August, actually. So a search committee has been named, and that does include Board of Regents. Jeff Partridge, one of our regents, will chair that. They will have their first organizational meeting in September. In the meantime, the position has been posted. So it is live. They are advertising. It is out there. I know I've gotten several inquiries about it, so I know people are looking at it. So they're accepting applications, and the search committee will then meet in September, get their game plan together, their timeline established. I believe preliminary interviews in October. Campus finalists will be on campus in November. Hopefully by the end of November, early December, they'll name the next president. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the timeline as they move through fall semester.
Okay. Until then, we'll just keep talking each month with President Lori Nichols. As we turn the page to the fall semester, we have an event to mark on our calendar this weekend.
Yes, we are having our scholarship gala, and that is a really important event for us because it's one of the primary ways that we raise money for scholarships at BH. And I think I've said before, but I'll say it again, that we award about $2.5 million in scholarships each year to students. That's student athletes as well as non-student athletes. And we raise that money through a variety of ways, through individual donations from people, from endowments that we have that will yield interest or earnings each year. But one way that we raise quite a chunk of it is through our scholarship gala. So Saturday night will be our annual scholarship gala. It begins at 5 o'clock with the social hour. Dinner is at 6. There's a live auction. There's a silent auction. Last year, we raised $155,000 at the event. It was the second highest amount ever raised. I think the highest amount was actually a couple of years ago. And I will tell you that we have some really, really cool things on the auction this year, one of which is a little ATV side-by-side vehicle that was donated to us by Jim Hess. And Jim Hess was about a 40-year faculty member at BH, much loved, had many, many students over the years. He was a psychology professor and passed away just a few months ago. But prior to passing away, he actually donated this to us.
And what time does this get started on Saturday?
5 o'clock social, 6 o'clock dinner.
Okay. At the Joy Center?
At the Joy Center, yes. Okay. Yeah,
right.
I believe it's going to be out in the tent, actually.
Oh.
So hopefully we'll have a good evening for it.
That's this Saturday, August 19th, as they try to raise some money for scholarships there at Black Hills State University. Once again, we hear from President Lori Nichols this month of August right here on KDSJ.